Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to get to the core of people's struggles and to empower them to make positive choices that impact not only their health, but reignite their mojo, mindset, spirituality, and overall life. So I am super excited to introduce Jill Annenberg Lawrence. Now, with a previous career in comedy, Jill brings humor to wellness in her coaching, writing, speaking, and entertaining videos. Now, she's an expert in toxins, those pesky irritants in our cleaning products, beauty, water, and food. But don't worry, she's the queen of swaps and has an alternative for everything. Now, her passion is also rescuing and advocating for animals. Now, Jill says, if I were a type of produce, I would be organic grapes. I've got thick skin, but I'm sweet and sensitive inside. Plus, grapes look like balls, and I've got a big pair of them. All right, well, welcome, Jill. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people achieve wellness, which is so important, but it sounds like you have some very creative means. So I can't wait to hear more about your expertise, your business journey, and this great work that you're now doing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited to dig into it.
Yeah, and Jill, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your health coaching practice?
I think it was more of a seesaw than a tipping point.
Okay.
My previous career, as we had talked about, was in entertainment. And I did a lot of hosting and comedy. And I wasn't a great actress, I'll be honest, because I'm just way too honest and in the moment. But I loved doing comedy and all of that was fun because it was in the moment. But it was always up to somebody else to give me a job or to give me that opportunity, regardless of the talent that I had or the skill set. And while I was on set or at different, jobs, always wellness came into practice. And I would find myself, little did I know at the time, coaching people, giving them advice about relationships, about their lifestyle, about getting better sleep, setting boundaries, saying no, empowering women. And it just came out. And I got to the point where I realized that doing the comedy and the hosting just became way less fulfilling and not as enjoying as I had previously experienced it to be. It was very unstable. I was the spokesperson for the Camp Pendleton Mud Run for like 4 consecutive years. I booked a pilot for VH1. We shot it. It didn't get picked up. And just that up and down started to weigh on me. And I thought, this isn't very healthy. And I had gotten recertified for personal training so I could have that certification when I did fitness jobs. And in doing that, I started to get, of course, because Big Brother, all these ads about the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the largest nutrition school. And as soon as I was done, that was kind of my tipping point, was starting my nutrition school, because that education, and it went so deep into all the holistic modalities that you coach people and work with people's lives, pushed me into a completely different career. And I didn't know it at the time, but ironically, it is a very similar hustle because I'm still getting clients or writing jobs, but the reward of it is just, it's so much bigger. And the coaching and the content that I create, it covers, I'm going to toot my own horn here, but
Yeah.
much more profound life-changing topics than just, being silly or funny or talking about fitness. It's much bigger things that can change people's lives, which in the grand scheme of things, really changes their overall world in which they live in.
right? Oh, yeah. Boy, what an interesting path you've taken from leaning into something that obviously was occurring just naturally for you, providing coaching about people's lifestyle decisions and helping them achieve their overall wellness while you were within your entertainment career. And then just leaning into that and realizing, hey, this is really more fulfilling work than waiting for my next gig, waiting to be called on and hoping that this series didn't get canceled, or kind of being on that roller coaster and creating a lot of stress in your life and leaning into really where the fulfillment was really starting to percolate. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah.
And something I wanted to share when you were saying all of that made me think, I really had to look at my own ego and towards the end, why did I keep an agent or why did I keep auditioning when I knew I didn't even want to do the job? Like, you know, commercial auditions, I just thought, oh, I'm going to drive all the way to Santa Monica from, you know, where I'm at and spend all this time, where instead I could spend those 4 or 5 hours working on my education, my content creation, getting a client. And there's a similarity with clients now where I'll ask them, you know, what is the reason for this goal? Is it an ego driven goal? Like, are you doing it for somebody else? Like, what's the real reason? And it's just, it's interesting the parallels that we have with our clients of what we've gone through or possibly are currently going through and are able to then have so much more empathy and direction in helping them.
Yes, absolutely. And looking in the rearview mirror, you can see how everything just perfectly aligned with how you have gained this skill set and insight and expertise. But in the moment, it probably seemed a little disjunct or, you know, like, like you reflected, geez, am I having this interview or keeping this agent to kind of hold up what I feel like I should be doing, or am I really following my heart, you know, and kind of in the moment of questioning those decisions. So yeah, that's great. Well, I love that. So insightful just for us to even listen to how you have taken your path and followed prompts and gone into certified personal training and then into nutrition school. You know, one thing has led to another. So yeah, that's great. Well, how long have you been a health and wellness coach, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh, big time. Yes. Okay. So I officially graduated in October 2015, and halfway through school, they encouraged us, as scary as it was, but that's why I say you got those big, great balls, because you just have to start before you're ready, because that's how you gain the confidence and expand your circle of what's your comfort zone. We just keep expanding it. So I would say mid 2015, you know, obviously through current, I have been coaching clients. And I mean, even before that, when I didn't ask for permission, which was a lesson to learn as well, people need to tell you, yes, you are allowed to give me advice and tell me what things you've learned. It's shifted, because in the beginning, I thought it was just going to be one-on-one. And as I had mentioned with the career in comedy, I love being in front of a group. I love that energy. I love the raw improvisational style that permits. And so I started to do presentations and office presentations and events. And it's so much fun, because you get a group of people and that energy and feeding off of them, and people share different stories and you connect. So that kind of shifted. And then the other thing you talked about, being the queen of swaps, I absolutely love sharing companies and products that I personally use, I recommend, I stand behind. I am adamant about using only the best ingredients, making sure they're clean, that they don't test on animals, they're not harmful to the environment, there's not chemicals that can lead to a future illness or chronic disease. It's imperative what we use. Right. So yeah. I didn't know that it could be a job working and collaborating with brands. So I've created content on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and that kind of stuff, creating videos that will show you what the product is, how I use it, why it's good. So that's been an interesting transition. And in coaching clients, a lot of it has turned not just from nutrition, but into high performance habits and the mental mindset and your lifestyle and the relationship. Like, it's just, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And of course, I'm sure you're like me, the learning never stops. Like, I'm always in some course. I'm always doing a webinar. I'm always listening to podcasts. You know, like I told you, I probably listened to 5 of your podcasts before even hopping on. I was like, oh, this one's good. That one's good. If she had a great follow-up. So it just, it's a continual evolution of just expanding the business to serve better.
Right. Yeah. And I could see you hosting your own podcast. I don't know if that's already in the works or if you already have one, but it seems like that would be a perfect opportunity for you, since you love that aspect of sharing content and interacting. So just planting a seed there if you haven't already run with it.
I like that seed. I want to actually plant an even bigger seed. I would love to host my own show.
Ah, and there we go.
Yes. So that it's visual, so we can, you know, silly dance like Ellen on your intro in.
Yeah, I love that. That is great. Yeah. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way since launching into this coaching work that you're now doing in 2015? So for the past 5 years here, or six now, I guess. Mm-hmm. What have you faced in your journey?
You know, it's been really easy. I feel like everything's just come natural. No, it's been very tough. There's so many.
Darn, so I many... thought you were going to be my first that's going to say, hey, it's been a cakewalk.
No, I mean, there's ups and downs, and I think we don't expect all those ups and downs. And I'm a very emotional and sensitive person. And so the highs feel so good and I'm so excited. And then the lows, it's like, oh my gosh, should I quit? Like, am I doing the right thing? Am I, like, that imposter syndrome? Like, do I know enough? And then I have to re-coach myself. And, you know, it's interesting because all these skills that we have and then we implement and use them on ourselves. Oh, but yeah. I think the toughest part is wearing all the hats, even if they don't fit, creating your own website, doing all of your Instagram, all of your scheduling. And it's always funny to me when someone emails and says, hi, I'm sure you're on Jill's team. Can you pass this along to her? And I'm like, the team is myself and the cat sitting on my desk.
I can completely relate. Well, you've shared with us two or three things here in terms of overcoming limiting beliefs about, do I really have what it takes, to time management maybe and mm-hmm. gaining new skills that you don't have. So can you share what tools or techniques you've learned along the way to overcome maybe the limiting beliefs, or, you know, how have you gained some of these other skills, or do you still do it all? So just a little window here into how you've addressed some of these things would be great.
Mm-hmm. I am not Superwoman. And I think being Superwoman is delegating and knowing what roles and what skills can only you do. And then what can you let other people do? I have an amazing website developer. So anytime I need to make updates, it would take me hours to figure it out, to learn the coding, when I could spend those hours coaching someone. And it's not about the money, but making twice as much, three times as much in that hour, instead of spending the time getting frustrated. And then I can use that money to invest back into my business, to donate to animals, to buy more client gifts, you know, so it's learning how to spend my time and money and energy wisely. Right. A lot of times too, it's just like slowing down and reconnecting with, why am I doing this? I don't mean to sound too spiritual, but like, what's my truth? What's the bigger reason of why I'm doing this? And to take a step back and to not compare with other people, to not judge myself and to think, oh, well, this person's doing all of this. We never know what someone else's story is. And I always think that gratitude is the yellow brick road to happiness and comparison is the buzzkill to joy, because
those are good. Wow. I love that.
Because when we have gratitude and we start to be grateful for the things that we have within our business, I have a big support system. I'm really lucky. I stay connected with the women that I went to nutrition school with. I have an accountability partner, and I'm comfortable to be completely honest with where I'm at, to share my vulnerabilities. And more often than not, they feel the same way, or they felt those ways, and they've shared with me where they're at. So it's having a big system that you can, or not even big, I mean, just even a few people, but that you can rely on, and that you can also delegate. And then sometimes I say, F it, and just let it go. Sometimes you got to let go of the control and just know that maybe something's not in alignment and it's not the right opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. Yeah. I love that. And I think that your previous life of being in the entertaining world, or a comedian and stand up and doing that kind of thing, has given you that gift of being perfectly okay with being vulnerable and just being straightforward and just coming forward with who you are, and, you know, that authentic self. And so having what I'm hearing is this, the comfort with reaching out. And when you're feeling some of those stress points, just saying, hey, you know what? I need to hire somebody to help me with this. It's not worth my time to go through this stress, or I need to take a little break. Something's not quite gelling right now, and just being comfortable with who you are. So I think what I was listening to anyway, what came through for me was just that honesty and that not having such high perfectionism for yourself that you set yourself up for failure. So just that's what was coming through too. So yeah, I love that. And you know, Jill, you're obviously an expert here at helping people really achieve that overall wellness, that health and wellness, and make sure it's not only the lifestyle choices they're making, but the products they're using. And it sounds like there's just a lot of other layers to the work that you do. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, so there's that. I do.
Okay.
I'll say this. I'll be honest. I love my website. I put a lot of time and energy into my website. And if somebody has found me through that or I direct them there, I know that it's very indicative of my personality, my style, the language I use, my skill set, what I have to offer. My blogs and my videos are there. All my bloody videos, all my videos have bloopers. So you really know the type of person that you're working with. And I don't even want to say working with. I want to say almost becoming friends with, because we spend such an intimate amount of time together. Mm-hmm. So if they come from there, that's great, because I know that they know exactly what they're getting. On the other hand, I always need to have the health intake conversation. And that's, you know, about an hour plus, where I go through everything that's going on in their life. What's their struggles? What's their goals? I'm very sensitive and very empathetic. I feel energy and other people very deeply. So I am pretty in tune to know if somebody is the right fit or not, because I don't want to take every single client if they're not the right fit, because then that drains my energy and it depletes me for other clients and also just my life in general. Like, I want to feel good and happy and I love to laugh. And so I don't want someone to take away my laughter. Yeah. So that whole enrollment process is really important, that I can read the energy and make sure that the people I'm working with are right for me. And that also I'm right for that person. I don't want to ever offend somebody, but I also don't want to offend myself by holding back from what makes Jill Jill.
Yeah. Right. That's your power. That's your mojo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no one's going to take away my mojo.
Right. Okay. Well, do tell, what are some challenges or frustrations? And I could provide a little on the spot coaching here for you.
Yes. My lucky day. I would love it. So I have a hard time telling what the price is or what I charge for, whether it's coaching or for a presentation or writing a blog for a company, because I love what I do. And it makes me feel so good to share a message or to help someone or to speak in front of a crowd. I would do it for free, you know, but as we've talked about, like, you can't pay your bills from you know, people having successes or good vibes or any of that. So there has to be an exchange of money, because it's also an exchange of energy. And it's difficult for me to convey just how magical and broad and holistically covered my program is. You know, I can give you the bullet points and what you're going to get, but it's the feeling, you know, and I know I had mentioned this to you, the difference of like telling someone, oh my gosh, I love you, and then displaying through action and through a hug where you feel it. There's a way bigger difference how someone says something and then how they make you feel. Mm-hmm. And the way that I make someone feel, in terms of how they look at all the different areas of their life and how they're all interconnected. You might come for, say, just something general, like, oh, I just want to lose 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. But all those things that underneath it that really are going to shift because you've lost 10 pounds, you know, like your cholesterol numbers are going to lower. You can get off of the statin. Then you don't have to worry about X, Y, and Z. You sleep better because you slept better. All of that. So it's like being able to convey just how big of a program it is hard for me.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. And you're definitely not alone, because, you know, your zone of genius is so broad and you have such a depth of understanding of how things are interrelated and how one thing does impact another. And it's this holistic approach, right, to wellness. And it is so, so broad and all encompassing, but yet, okay, great. How do we convey that within a certain conversation in a way that has a person saying, wow, I would love that. And what's next? Those are the magic words, right? That aha, that like, oh my God, I can't believe how lucky I am to be able to have this opportunity to, you know, create this new life for myself, you know, this new life of wellness. So, well, I'd love to provide you with maybe a little, technique to shift that feeling for you, if you'd like.
Oh, I would love it. Yes. Thank you.
because money is one of those things that, you know, for all of us, we have a relationship with money, right? And for some, the relationship is based in scarcity, or it's linked to low self-value in some regard, or, you know, who knows, way back when, and, you know, you peel back the layers of the onion and it's like, that's deep work that all has to be done. But in the moment, and you know the impact of your work and you know the huge value, but in trying to express that, sometimes, whether we like it or not, it can come across feeling a little salesy. And that's the last thing that we want. But yet when we're doing a lot of the talking, and especially when it gets into the nitty gritty about these are the techniques and these are the methodologies and these are the processes and, you know, this is how I work, you know, on a daily basis, or we're going to roll up our sleeves. And so you get into the nitty gritty, and that can either go two ways. One, it becomes overwhelming for the person who's listening, or it can feel like you're pressuring them or trying to wow them, or like there's just too much hype. And so it's a fine line between talking about all the great things that they're going to experience through working with you versus, okay, well, how do you see the value that's associated with this price tag? And like I said, that price tag might have some stories behind it for you. Even though you do see the value, you might be wincing a little with, oh, are they going to be able to afford this? You know, you might be telling some stories about maybe their interpretation. So it gets complex. So how do we demystify this and keep it simple? Because that's what I love, is keeping things simple and making it so that it's the little moves to get the big results. So And you had mentioned this in actually talking to me just now about how do you share the impact of saying the words, I love you. Whereas if you give somebody a hug, they feel that. So let's take that exact same analogy or comparison that you used and wrap it into a technique that you can use in your enrollment conversation, whereby, and you may already do this, so because we haven't talked before, but the technique is to spend time with your prospective client asking those questions that go into more depth of how their decisions or how their weight might be impacting other areas of their life, just besides the fact that I need to lose weight. You know, how is that showing up in terms of not just your energy level and not just, oh, you have to shop at a certain part of the store, or these impulses to want to run to the refrigerator and eat food that you know isn't good, but how's that showing up in your relationships? What words are you telling yourself about your value? And, you know, what I'm getting at here is taking people on a path that allows them to see the ripple effect of not just their weight, but, and I have a feeling you do this in your enrollment conversations, but I also sense that you're a very fast moving person. Just by the way that I'm hearing you present and talk, I feel like if you were to allow people a little bit more space in really leaning into the real life ripple effects of this one area that they're coming to you for help with, and realize that, oh, they come up with the idea themselves. You see, this is the technique. They come up with the idea or the understanding themselves that this has a bigger impact in my life than I really even realized. You're helping illuminate for them kind of an aha moment and talking about, so how do you feel in your relationships? How do you feel when you're invited to parties and everyone else is dressed to the, you know, whatever the analogy is, whatever is relevant, obviously. And I think you're a really good listener since you have this entertainment background, but you're enabling them, you're empowering them to go through self-discovery that understands the ripple effect and the spans of the impact of a certain area on a much bigger part of their world. And then when you talk about the work that you do or how you could team up with them, then you relate certain aspects of your methodology or your coaching work to then the other areas of their life in terms of the outcomes. And the tendency is to go too deep into processes and methodologies and the hows and the, you know, to try to create the value. Whereas if you stay with that feeling of how would it feel for you to wake up on a Monday morning and be excited to go to work and not be agonizing yet another day of, you know, this or that, whatever is relevant for them. I'm just punting at this point, but you're keeping it in that feeling space.
I love it.
Right? Yes, you're keeping them in the feeling space and in the space of what they have just discovered about themselves. And you're staying in that space. You hold that space all the way through to, and the investment level to work with me so that we can create this world for you. And so that you can, and again, the outcomes is XYZ. And it just then is continuous. It's congruent. Does that make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense. And I was going to say, this is what I love about connecting with people that you admire and that have good advice, is sometimes hearing it from a different perspective or laid out in a different way. I do go deep with clients, but the way that you just expressed it made my mind think in a completely different way.
Oh, good.
It did.
Yeah, I had a feeling that you already do some of these things, but I also feel like, you know, there was a little bit of a speed bump here, or, you know, where it wasn't, there wasn't a dot being connected.
Yes, it's good. When you were talking, I even slowed myself down to really slow down, get present, hear what you were saying so that I could really absorb it all. And you're right. I move through my life very fast. Even when I take a shower, I'm like, let me just shower really quick. Let me do that. And I have to force myself to slow back down. And even with clients, I do that. But when it comes to letting them express, and, you know, just with anybody, I would say if any guys are listening, do this with your woman and you'll have a wonderful night. Letting them take their time or finishing the sentence for somebody, because sometimes that space where you leave like 20, 30 seconds allows them to collect their thoughts, and all the balls fall into place. So they're like, oh, okay, yeah, here's what I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you,
like,
Wendy.
Like you said, just that feeling, that's the energy and that's the power, and that's what they're striving for. And that's what they are ultimately going to be gaining by working with you, is just a transformed feeling. So yeah. So hopefully that moves the needle for you a little bit.
It does. And it's very much in alignment with my personal philosophy and how I work, is to get people out of their heads and drop down into their hearts and into their body. So what you said, definitely, I think we're on the same intuitive wavelength.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. All right. I love that. I love when I'm sharing really resonates. So, all right. Terrific. And, you know, Jill, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, which, talk about providing wake up calls, and people are forcing to stop and kind of reflect on their world, because now we aren't maybe running a million miles an hour commuting, or, you know, running off and doing this and going there and da 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 da. It's created more of this space for us to just be with ourselves and look in the mirror and say, run to the refrigerator, you know, make all these choices that possibly aren't serving us. So can you share with us maybe what the pandemic has done in terms of an impact on the work that you do, and maybe how it's impacted the clients that you work with?
It's actually been very exciting, because the clients that are coming, I would say over the last year, have real stuff that they're ready to work through, real life things. And it's, I don't want to say that previous stuff was surface, but this is taking it to a whole other level, because shit got real. 2020, 21, everything's coming up. If you were pushing something down, there's no getting around it. And if we don't deal with all of those inner emotions and feelings and the reasons why we do, you know, certain activities or eat certain things or self-sabotage and don't go to bed in time, all of that really spans out to the rest of our wellness. You know, so people are coming now and they're saying, hey, you know, I have this diagnosis and I'm listening to the doctor, but I also want to know, what are the holistic things that I can do? And there's so many things, you know, from certain fruits, vegetables, superfoods, you know, swapping to better cleaning products, like all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff that is within our control. And it's really exciting to see that people are now taking their health into their own hands and being their own health advocates, because I think, yes, there's a place for everybody, but you know your body better than anybody else, and taking it and utilizing that information to make choices that will better yourself. And then of course it ripples out into your family and friends. Mm-hmm. Other people, since they're spending so much time at home, and a lot of moms have come and they said, I've realized like how much time we are in our homes, and I've started to turn around my cleaning products and seeing all these toxic chemicals, but I don't know what to do. What do I switch them to? I want to switch out my hygiene and my makeup. And so that they're making their inner home more of a sanctuary. And so that there's healthier stuff within setting boundaries. I mean, even myself, I'm doing this, setting boundaries, saying no, learning what parameters you need to set up for what this world looks like now. Things are never going to go back to normal. Like there's no more of that normal. It's creating a new normal, and it's shifting and evolving. And for right now, it's existing within the realms of what this time is like, and how can you best serve yourself and to keep your head on your shoulders and to stay positive, to have those times where you're down, but then be able to bounce back and to have a support system. And, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful and appreciative of the clients that I've worked with, and, you know, to be able to do things on Zoom and to do the presentations on Zoom and just to connect, because as much as it's helpful for them, it's just as helpful for me because it's so rewarding and it feels so good. And I can't even tell you how many sessions both of us cry because it's just, it just feels so good. And we get to the root of stuff, and I'm so proud, and it makes me really happy to see people setting boundaries or just making little switches or get to bed earlier, because all of these things do make a really big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. All those little details really do create this big impact. And I just love hearing how you have recognized that the pandemic has created a lot of introspection, has created a lot of stress, has created a lot of impetus of like, I've got to make some changes here. This is not working. It's been a total wake up call. So yeah, that's great. Well, how do you work with people who want to finally empower themselves and take charge of their health? Can you share a little bit more about your philosophy and a little bit about your approach?
Yeah, you got it. So I'm a holistic health coach. So what that means is holistically, I'm looking at everything in your life that makes you happy and healthy and whole. And it's individual for each person. You know, we don't all need to eat the same diet or get the same amount of sleep. There's general suggestions, but it's a very individualized program. I do a transformation program. It's a few months long. I won't get into the nitty gritty of it, but it's amazing how many things do shift and change. And I would say for me, because I've studied so much about environmental toxins. And when I say environment, it's not oil spills and things that are out of your control. It's what's in your control. Mm-hmm. And it's when you have the choice to purchase and buy, because it is all linked together. You know, what goes down our drains then goes back into the water, soil, into the animals and all of that. So it is really important. I say we vote with our dollars and what we choose to spend our money on, whether that is a coach, organic food, non-toxic products, clean stuff, you know, for your animals, all of that is interconnected. So I take people through this transformation program and empower them. I help them get their mojo back. A lot of people just experience so many inner shifts that have nothing to do with nutrition, but then it encourages you to make better choices because you know that when you eat well, it changes your blood, it changes your brain, it changes the way you think, the way you feel about yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that is awesome. I really love how you have really connected all these different aspects of people's worlds and the choices that they can make on a, you know, one by one, moment by moment basis. And the ripple effect, like I've said that too many times, but the, you know, one thing, maybe the domino effect, there we go. The domino effect of how one thing leads to another or impacts something else in their life. And before you know it, it's your entire health and well-being. So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would love to hear from anybody. I'd love to connect. My website is jilllawrencehealth.com, JILLLAWRENCEHEALTH, jilllawrencehealth.com. And when you go on there, I have a free giveaway when you sign up from a super fun newsletter. And it's a private event video. It's about 25 minutes packed with easy nutrition and lifestyle tips for energy and kick-ass immunity, which is what I think we all need is more energy and to support our immunity.
Yes, absolutely. So they'll get access to that when they sign up for the newsletter. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. And when you go to the website, it pops right up. You can sign up. It's very easy. And on my website, you know, there's links to all the social channels, Facebook, Instagram, my YouTube. Those are the top three that I have the most fun on.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. So that's jilllawrencehealth.com, correct?
Yes.
And then look for that. Is it a pop-up screen or a tab where they can sign up for your newsletter and then gain access to that? Yeah, that video sounds fantastic on energy and immunity. Perfect. Yes. Who doesn't need that? So, and they can follow you on, you said Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, right?
Yeah, and it's all linked on my website. I'm very active on Instagram, which is at jill.annenberg.lawrence. I really show a lot of my personality. If you have sensitive ears or if you're looking for a good time, you can come on over there. I share a lot of different plant-based foods, alternatives, my animals a lot, silly dancing, because that's what makes me happy. So come and connect.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it ties back to that analogy. If you were a produce, it would be a grape, an organic grape. So that, you know, kind of tough, tangy exterior, sweet. What did you call the interior? The sensitive interior. And then, you know, those.
You don't have to say it, Wendy.
All right. You can tell I'm blushing. So
I know, I love it.
Well, Jill, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time. Now, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Welcome to the game. It's, you know what? This is just the natural course of what we do as entrepreneurs. It's up and down and recognizing your accomplishments and your growth. You know, I have an accomplishment. I'm going to call her an accomplishment witness. Every month I track everything I've done, big, little, business and personal. And I send it to her so that we can have a conversation around it. I have an accountability partner that I chat with twice a month, and we share what's going on in our business, how we can support each other, brainstorm, so that you're not in this by yourself. Because a lot of times entrepreneurs feel isolated. They feel like they're just not getting enough done. Our lists are so long and we don't ever take the time to actually look at how far we've come. Sometimes I'll go into my journal and I'll just write out, what are my biggest accomplishments that I'm really proud of? Like if I was going to brag to a friend about everything that they were doing, how would I do that for myself? Because a lot of times we don't cheerlead ourselves. And I think it's taking a step back and recognizing that and being proud of where you're at. And then also, if you're not getting enough done and you're not seeing enough progress, it might be time to do a little self-questioning of, where are you spending your time? Are you getting distracted? Are you doing enough things? Because sometimes we do need to play hardball with ourselves to make sure that we are on track.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's all great. Yeah. Love that. Such awesome advice. Obviously, words of wisdom that I feel like you've probably lived by. You have walked the talk. Yeah. That's great. Well, Jill, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career in entertainment, you know, and your work as a comedian, and really leaning into what was naturally coming up for you, your coaching and your interest in helping people make those better choices in their lives, to now this impactful work you're doing, helping people finally achieve health and wellness in their lives through your dynamic and really compassionate, holistic approach. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it too. And thank you for the coaching advice that you gave me. It was very helpful.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Always my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Jill Annenberg Lawrence through her website. That's jilllawrencehealth.com. And be sure to sign up for that newsletter. It sounds like it is filled with a wealth of information, and you get access to her video on energy and up-leveling your immunity. Kick-ass, I think is what you called it, kick-ass immunity.
Yay, I made you say a curse word.
Yeah. And follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to get a real sample of her dynamic personality. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jill Annenberg Lawrence. And as always, here's to your success.